We've been reporting on losses for farmers as restaurants and hotels and schools close, disrupting supply chains. But there's one farm sector that's flourishing, farms that deliver weekly boxes of fresh produce to your door or to a pickup site. NPR's Eric Westervelt has been looking into that.
With demand and prices for some agricultural products down, some farmers have had to dump milk, plow under crops, and toss perishables. Judith Redman, a farmer in California's Capay Valley, north of Sacramento, says a local journalist rang asking to see the carnage.
We had a reporter call here and say, we want to see some produce rotting in the field and milk going down the drains. And I said, well, that's not what's happening in the Capay Valley.
In fact, the opposite is happening on Redmond's 400-acre organic farm called Full Belly. They're working hard to ramp up production to meet soaring demand. The restaurant and farmers market sides of Full Belly's business have cratered. But their community-supported agriculture, or CSA side, where members pay for weekly, year-round boxes of fresh veggies, fruit, and more, has jumped to 2,000 boxes a week.
We have doubled our CSA box numbers and quadrupled our add-ons like wheat flour, oils like olive oil, nuts, even yarn.
CSAs have long been a kind of niche market, a support local and organic movement that has struggled to expand into the larger mainstream. But the coronavirus just might prove to be community-supported agriculture's breakout moment.
In all the time that we've worked with CSAs, which is several decades, we've never seen a surge as we have over the last few weeks.
That's Evan Wigg with the Community Alliance with Family Farmers, which supports CSAs across California.
It's sort of a heyday for CSAs. Farmers that were struggling to get enough members for the season, which is something we see every year, by the end of March, we're dealing with waiting lists with hundreds of people trying to get in.
It's not just California. Across the country, CSAs report growing memberships and wait lists. In the Connecticut River Valley, Sarah Voylan and her husband run Red Fire Farm outside Amherst, Massachusetts. Voylan says the virus has exposed the vulnerabilities and fragility of the global agribusiness supply chain. That's prompting people to rediscover CSAs and their fresh food that few hands touch from the field to your kitchen counter. That's an especially big draw, she says, at a time when a trip to the supermarket can involve masks, social distancing, hand sanitizer, and stress.
The supply chain with CSA is very short. It's like we harvest the produce and you come pick it up. They don't want that many hands on their food right now, and we can offer that.
The new success brings new challenges. Many CSAs are now scrambling to find additional labor to plant, harvest, and deliver produce to meet the surging demand. The federal government is now taking a page from CSAs. As part of its coronavirus relief, the Department of Agriculture has put out a call for $3 billion in contracts for farmers to produce and deliver fresh produce and dairy boxes to food banks and other charities to support the growing ranks of Americans who are hurting. The big question for CSAs is whether the renewed interest represents a fleeting reaction to fear or a more sustainable long-term shift. Judith Redman with Northern California's Full Belly Farm says they're trying to make sure it's the latter.
People were just a little panicked, and what we're trying to do is turn it into a longer-term relationship with our farm and those members so that they see that there's a tremendous advantage in getting their food locally from people that they know.
And Redman's also betting that once people taste fresh local produce, it's just hard to turn back. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.